Hey, welcome to another mini episode. We're doing doodle talk again.
Doodling and toxins. What are you boys doing over there? You talking about the doodling?
I found these boys a doodling in my tool shed.
Come on, y'all, come hit the doodling. we doodling?
I'm just thinking about that Jiggle Billy from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. God, I love that Jiggle Billy. A night vision goggle for nighttime jiggling.
Well, good night, everybody.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero issues Comic Podcast.
So we're talking art and just how sometimes troubles and good things and bad things and stuff that happens with making art. My question today is, what was your breakthrough for you when you were a kid? Or later, if you don't.
Oh, man.
What was just that, one of those points? Not that you'll have just one, but
no.
Just that idea of like, oh, I just did this, or I just figured this out, and oh my god. Came in my pants.
That was my breakthrough moment.
That was your breakthrough moment.
Yuck.
Yeah. That was your first comic.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to think of what my first comic was.
That you drew?
Yeah. I have no
idea. Oh, man. Let's do that.
I remember the first premise beach, and I'm sure I've talked about it on the show before.
It's like, yeah.
It was like a Mario 3 reference. Not a very good comic. But, like, look at me now. I drive the bus. could you start? I'm having
in terms of drawing of just a breakthrough. I remember being in, I want to say it was grade 9, and it was one of my art classes, and it was Ms. Macero who was my art teacher, and you just click with certain art teachers and not so much with others. Mm-hmm. I never really had bad art teachers, but there was I clicked with her, and she gave me this one, and she gave it to everybody. It was basically a picture of a face, and I think it was from an ad or something. Mm. And it was a woman's face, and it was a model, and half of her face was blank. So then you draw the other half.
Okay. So you're
trying to reproduce it.
Okay, I've done stuff like that.
And yeah, and I've done art classes. Courses, and I've given it to the kids to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not super unique. It's not like that's the oh, she's the only person that's ever done that. But
what?
Oh my god! But it was one of those moments where I did it, and it looked really good. I still have it, and it's just one of those things that that where other people actually acknowledged you at that, like, holy shit, you did really good. Like that looks. Can tell it's drawn, but I can barely tell it's drawn. Like it's done well enough that it looks photorealistic from the other side. And I was like, oh, really? Oh, wow, okay. And then you realize, oh, I'm good at something. So not that I wasn't trying to be good at that, but that somebody's actually acknowledging it. And it's, that was one of those big steps.
Cool.
That kind of was like, I could do this all the time. Draw half faces for the rest of my life. But only half.
That's when you went on to be
a murderer.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you
it
for
puts the lotion on the skin.
Finishing the sentence. I was trying to come up with like a two-faced thing. It did not work out.
Yeah. Early, I mean, I was like pretty much exclusively just drawing through every single class I was in.
Yeah.
So every class was an art class. Also, I got through school somehow. Not really sure. There was a lot of pity involved, I'm sure. And how. Yeah, but just earlier...
They have those on report cards. Are they like pity points?
Yeah.
You've got 14 pity points.
It's like, I don't want to have to deal with this child for another year, so... on he goes!
Scram!
Yeah. Early comics, that part, I think you mentioned, just like early stuff we did, like as a kid even.
Yeah.
And I had a few. There was a shameless ripoff of Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
There was a shameless ripoff of Dragon Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at the point where I'm just like, hey, maybe don't do something that's a shameless ripoff of the thing you like.
So you went to the Bible.
Yeah.
Rip off of this thing that you've got some issues with, I think.
Exactly. But I think just sort of like, everyone teaches themselves in a lot of ways just by doing the stuff that and just sort of trying to like, you had that moment where it's like, okay, well, you know, I think I was at an age where I'm just like, oh yeah, here's this idea. Oh, here's this idea. And I sort of said like, yeah, but that's just that. I'm like, oh yeah. Right. Okay. So I'm going to stop doing that. And then actually,
you know, where you wake up and realize I have to consciously make a choice to do this and
not just,
And be honest with myself that's not what I just don't take another idea. And
it's harder when you're young, when you're kid to actually sort of realize like, yeah, it's not, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's cool. You're doing like some fan art stuff basically is what that is or whatever. But it's like some people, and actually if you look at a lot of published comic artists, sometimes
people don't realize that.
Just taking, you could do really well in 1991.
Yeah.
You like the X-Men? Well, I got a brand new idea. But, so that was a big moment. And even just, I wish I was a better, like, art student in high school. Like, I wish I could go back and be like, take it seriously. And, you know, there was one teacher, my art teacher, who I deeply frustrated all the time. Because I wouldn't, you know, do anything outside of what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel, and again, in hindsight, it's like, oh, shoot, she was, like, trying to, like, foster something and trying to, like, wish I'd sort of branched out a little more than I did. Yeah. But when I did, and it wasn't just like, I'm drawing a Spider-Man now. And it was just like, you know, actually, like, trying to paint something and, like, made, like a mask at one point and I was really happy with how it turned out. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, like, trying other mediums and trying different, you know, trying to be more well-rounded, which I failed to get to, and I feel still really regret that. But looking back and just being like, you know, having that, you know, should have taken a little more hold, I think. You know?
Yeah. No, that's fair.
We've got some regret faces going on in this room.
I'm trying to think of an example from my old life. And I got nothing. I've always been great.
All right. That's the end of the
episode.
There's the tag.
Sorry, guys, it's too great.
I'm Wolverine. I'm Sabretooth.
Wolverine.
Sabretooth.
Wolverine.
Sabretooth.
Wolverine.
Sabretooth.
You can't get me a Wolverine.
Sabretooth.
Pack it in. You know I'm working nights.
But where did? At what point when you were doing Premise Beach, and then went to Ski Ninjas or anything between? Yeah. Or at what point did you go? Okay, this. I don't like this. I'm going to do this.
I think at the point, with Premise Beach is a really good example. At the point where it's like, it started off, it was very much like, here's me and some friends of mine. And, you know, introduced a few straight up fictional characters to it.
Yeah.
And eventually got to the point where it was like, okay, if I want to tell stories with this, I can't have real people in it. Yeah. I can't have myself in it because that's weird.
Yeah.
Like I get it. It's a webcomic.
Yeah. But
you can't always do that, my friend.
Yeah. It's very much like one of those like late 90s webcomics that are still going.
But yeah, I think maybe that
thing.
Because it was like, okay, I want to tell stories with it. And I'm a little bummed out that I didn't carry on with that. And I'd still like to get back to it. But when it got to the point where it was like, I can't just, you know, make up pretend stuff from real life. If I want to tell a story, I have to actually tell a story.
Yeah.
So get out of here, real people. And am I making sense?
Yeah.
You're making sense.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Okay. Lots of sense. Oh, absolutely.
That's not a crazy idea. I like that idea and I will support it.
The end.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I petered out there.
No,
that's not unlike.
We should just end it right there. Just end it right there.
There's something to be said. That's good, though. Like, sort of like, okay, well, let's end this and do something entirely different.
And I feel like the later stuff, you know, partly because I knew more about what I was doing, but the later stuff is so much stronger than the early stuff.
Of course.
And that's informed my, you know, later work.
That never ends.
Yeah, it's all
you'll look back at the stuff you do right now, 5 years from now, and go, oh, okay, like it was good, but there was, now that I've gotten to this much better, and that'll continue and continue and continue.
Well, that's like the thing that I'm sure I've harped on at least a couple times. When people say, like, oh, I wish I could draw. It's like, so draw!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just draw and keep drawing and don't stop drawing and you will get better. Yeah. But you need to keep drawing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let your dreams be dreams. Yesterday, you said tomorrow. So just do it! Make your dreams come true!
It's not just a
because
thing.
Because you're going to start off...
switch and you flip it on.
Real garbage.
Yeah.
And even if you start off good, you're not going to get worse.
Just go to school and draw every day through every class. Mm-hmm. And someday you'll be...
Preferably art school, I guess.
Preferably. Someday you might be borderline adequate.
Yeah. Or go to film school or psych. And,
I did get a lot of...
Struggle your way through it.
Yep. I got a lot out of art school, but at the same time, art school is just...
But at the same time, art school.
Yeah, it's a more concentrated, just regular life. Like, anything you learn in art school, you could learn on your own. Mm. Just by paying attention, reading some books, talking to some people, learning how to read, then reading the books.
I don't know why you looked at me.
You made a noise right when I said reading.
Oh, no, I made the noise when you said paying attention.
Oh, okay. I wasn't paying attention
we're
to that.
We're tripping over. Oh, scream!
But yeah, like I got to that point. I was in an honors program, so I was supposed to do 4 years, and I got to the end of the third, and I was like, I'm paying a lot of money to be here. And I think out of the first 3 years, I did get a lot, and I met a lot of people, and it was more... just that interaction with all those different people that I normally probably wouldn't have interacted with and seen what they're doing. And then like, oh my God, how do you do that? And just seeing those ideas kind of foster and how they worked and what they did. Not that I'm not slamming the teachers at all. Like I did get a lot from the professors as well. But then you get to the fourth year and it's like, okay, fourth year, it's your studio year. You're basically not going to be in school, but you're going to pay to be in school. And then you just occasionally come in and we'll tell you what you're doing wrong. It's like, well, I'm not going to give you my money for that.
You've got this piece of paper that does nothing because you're an artist anyway.
Yeah.
Like, oh, where did you go to school?
Yeah. So I was like, you're not going to get my money and I'll just go do stuff.
On the plus side, you will be poor, but you can turn it on the other side and paint on it.
Yes. You can get some exposure that from this university degree. No.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Delicious exposure.
In the alumni newsletter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have people call you from the university asking.
Local man makes alumni newspaper.
And all of the alumni are like, as they eat it for sustenance.
Print it on rice paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very kind of them.
Yeah. Which I guess tastes good in the construct of this bit.
Well, you gotta put soy sauce on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You get free packets.
That comes with the booklet.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's your alumni and your soy sauce packet.
Yeah.
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 Mmm.
At what point did we lose control of the episode?
How unoriginal. And yet, trite. Bottoms up.
All right. Any last words?
Thanks for joining us.
Rutabaga.
It's a good last word.
Thank you.